Here's a thought I'll title, There Is No Favorite. And this comes about because I received an interesting email from someone who had just discovered my Kokoro series. That's the PDFs that I do of my personal artwork. And she noted that the most recent Kokoro includes project number 180. So in her email, she asked a seemingly simple question, which of the 180 projects I've published is my favorite? And I thought, how do we choose? It's like asking which is my favorite child. Or to make it a little more immediate, of all the breaths that I've taken today, which is my favorite breath? Well, obviously the answer to that one is going to be my next breath. And I suppose it's probably my next project that will be my favorite too. That's the thing about being an art producer. What we're currently working on is what excites us more than anything else. And if it didn't, we wouldn't be interested or motivated to do that work. So in an unexpected way, her question about which was my favorite work had me thinking about which one would I choose to exhibit or publish or submit to a magazine or produce as a new digital publication. And there's no question that as the producer, I'll probably value the most recent work as my favorite, as what I would select to show you if you came over to the house and said, I'd like to see some of your artwork. I'm probably going to show you the newest things that I'm doing because there's sort of that underlying assumption that the newest thing would be the best thing. But it may not. In fact, there's probably a good chance it wouldn't be. Because if you have 180 projects, that means there's 180 projects competing for top slot, for the favorite. And if we choose the most recent work as being our favorite, we're basing that more on the chronology of production than we are on the quality of the artwork. And of course, the chronology of production may have no influence whatsoever on what somebody else sees in our artwork, values in our artwork, likes as their favorite. And of course, there's all kinds of other things that come into play when we're choosing our favorite. What mood are we in? What age of our career? Are we just starting our career? Are we been in photography for 20, 30, 50 years? There's issues like how much satisfaction did it bring us relative to overcoming the challenges of production and etc. How we choose our favorite, it escapes me. I don't think there is a way to choose our favorite. I think there's a way for someone else to choose their favorite, sort of the ultimate thumbs up, thumbs down ranking of our work, in their opinion. But I'm not sure that's a healthy way to think about our own work, because we're naturally likely to lean towards the newest thing we've produced as our favorite, which might be really unfair to some great work that we produced 10, 20, 30 years ago. So maybe the best attitude is, I don't have a favorite. What I have is work that I've produced. There might be some work that's held up better over the years than others, but a favorite? I think that's boxing us into a corner that probably we should try to avoid.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.